Hello and welcome. Welcome to this audio and thank you for joining me and for listening and to giving your time and your energy. My intention for this audio is for us to merge in oneness, for us to merge at the heart, and for us to acknowledge our oneness. This is not a spiritual slogan anymore. It is not a fictitious belief. Science is confirming and science is proving that we are all one. We are all a part of this grid, of this web. And this web is conscious. This web is alive. And so this web, which makes us all one, does not only just count for us humans, no. We are literally one with every animal and with every tree and with every plant and with Mother Earth. We are all one. It's one big web of consciousness. And December 21st, 2012 is ushering in a landmark, a land post along the way of this grandiose consciousness shift that we have been a part of. And so what is happening now is that things are getting more intense. Mother Earth has been shaking loose the negativity and the abuse that we have been putting on her, us humans, and many humans are beginning and are shaking loose and have been shaking loose their negativity, their old programming patterns, their old conditioning that doesn't work for them anymore and doesn't serve or support them anymore. So it's happening. It is happening. And what I would like to encourage is for all of us to work together more. Because after all, we are one. So let's work together. Let's become one. And so the more we visualize, imagine, or make believe the truth of this oneness, the more light we're bringing in, and the easier it will be to move through these next few months, because the shifts will be great and much will happen. So it is important for us to hold on to the oneness. And I would like to invite you right now to go ahead and slow down your breath. And as you're focusing on your breath and you're slowing it down, let your mind follow and slow down as well. And reach down with the air into as deeply into your belly as you can. Slowing it down. And then go ahead and open up your mind's eye. Open up your third eye and see, visualize, imagine, make believe, feel, sense, hear, taste, smell, whatever sensory works for you, the oneness of all of us, how I am you and you are me, how we are all here together in this illusion of separation. And how it is time for all of us to shake loose anything that separates us, whether it may be thoughts or words or actions or choices. Shaking it loose so we can let it go. Let it go. Let's give it back up into the universe. It will be taken care of. It will be turned back into its essence, love and light. And so now through this shaking loose, we all have created space. And go ahead and see this oneness of all of us. And if you want to visualize all of us humans holding hands, you can do that. Or all of us being connected through our open hearts, you can do that. Or if you want to just see the web that is a part of every single being on this planet, however that visualization works best for you, or all of it together. I'm right now seeing all of us interconnected through the web, our hearts and holding hands at the same time. And more and more and more of us are beginning to shake loose. And what we are shaking loose just whoop, goes right up, up, out into space, up, out into the universe. And so now we've created space. And the beings that are creating more and more space are bringing in, are receiving in more light, more love, a stronger and higher vibration to replace all of the release. And so now this is strengthening the individual, but it's also strengthening the whole, because we are all one. And so now the more we are shaking loose and the more we are letting go of that which doesn't serve us anymore, the higher our vibration becomes. And the stronger we become as one, and the more empowered, authentically empowered we become as one. And now as this grid is strengthening and this oneness is strengthening, it is pushing up to the surface the darkness, the negativity that some beings are holding on to, because it's all about the masses. It's all about the numbers. It's a numbers game. We are in advantage. It's not the few beings that are in power, of money, of control. They are not an advantage, no. They're in disadvantage. We, the people, us, the numbers, the oneness, we are in advantage and we are in charge. So as we are increasing our light, and as this is continuing to grow and expand, it is pushing more and more and more of the darkness, more and more and more of the illusion, more and more and more of the separateness, of the ego, of the power struggle, of the separation illusion. It's pushing it up and out, up and out. They won't even be able to hold on to it anymore. It's just pushing it up and out. And replacing that release as well with more love and light and high vibration. Because the light is much stronger. The light is the strongest force in existence. It nullifies lower vibration. The light is the only truth in existence. It is the essence of everything in existence. It is even the essence of the darkest being. Everything would cease to exist if it wasn't a part of the light. So go ahead and let's visualize and let's keep growing this web. And let's keep expanding throughout this world, all around this world, people uniting, people holding hands, people connecting at their hearts, people seeing, feeling, sensing, knowing the oneness, the grid, and shaking loose more of the fears, more of the worries, more of the old patterns, the old lies, and replacing it with even more light and more strength. And so see this grid, see this light, this web of light becoming stronger and wrapping itself all around our planet and into our planet. And yes, there may be a few parts where it's still dark, and that is okay, that's a part of the process, but this is all shifting. the more and more and more we live the oneness, the more and more and more we support the oneness and strengthen the oneness by shaking loose and letting go. What are you letting go of? It's never served you. Let it go. What are you holding on to? Check yourself for secondary gain. Why am I holding on to this? Why am I attached to this? What am I gaining? Work through it and then let it go. Free yourself. Because this oneness, this light, this growing strength is the future, is the only way to go. And it will bring happiness, abundance, love, peace, creativity, and beauty for all of us. Creating and manifesting this world in the way that it is time to do so now. Becoming the light. Becoming the oneness more consciously. Always remembering that you must watch your mind. Do not let it focus on negativity. Do not let it focus on what you don't have, on what you are afraid of, because that feeds negativity. Focus on solution. Focus on possibility. Focus on the oneness. Focus on that you are loved and you are supported and you are receiving everything and on all levels to be the abundance that you are here to be. Namaste.